Not long to go now until the 2018 Commonwealth Games. How is preparation going for both the men's and women's team?
Preparation is going very well, thank you. Excitement is building up. The players, they're all full-time working, but they were in over Christmas, working hard, spent some time in camp, training and preparation. We'll need to select a smaller squad, so, you know, it's very tight and it's nervous excitement before we select the final squad, before we go to Gold Coast. We're very fortunate to have amazing coaches and backroom staff, and all the players get on exceptionally well. We've got a great mix of youngsters and young players and experienced players, and they're very closely knit, all help each other. The time and commitment and the sacrifices they make, it shows what it means to them. Dedication and commitment they give to put on that jersey, it means the world to them.
The men's team, they had a fantastic run up towards qualifying for the Games, rising 8 places in the rankings to 24th in the world. What would you say are their main aims in Gold Coast?
The main aims are to continue to improve. The very tough opposition that we got, tough group, but on our day we're capable of beating anybody. Momentum is building, and for us to progress to the European A League and rise 8 places in the world rankings just shows the quality of the squad that we have.
Let's go into the women's team now. Abby Welsford, their captain, has recently announced her retirement from international hockey. How much will she be missed in the Welsh team?
She'd be greatly missed. She's very popular amongst all of the players and the coaches. But we have some fantastic players. Leah has stepped into the captaincy and she'll be an inspiration. She'll get the best out of the players. And we've got a leadership group, and we're thrilled for Abby, and we will recognise her contribution in our way. But the next stage is for the ladies to carry on now and leave a legacy from Abby and do really well at the Commonwealth Games. And I'm sure that nobody would be prouder than Abby of the women's achievements.
You mentioned that Leah Wilkinson will be taking over from her. How much of an opportunity is this for her to lead the Welsh team in the Commonwealth Games?
Well, she's deserved it. She's playing exceptionally well. She's very popular amongst the players. She's got incredible leadership qualities. So, she'll be fantastic. No, Leah will be an inspiration. And she's also an inspiration off the pitch as well. We really need role models to inspire youngsters to pick up a stick and play and follow in their footsteps. And Leah and all the players are a true inspiration to the way that they've raised the profile of hockey in Wales. So, really proud and confident that Leah will do exceptionally well.
A few players have recently been called up to train with both the women and men's Great Britain team. How promising is this for Welsh hockey?
These players are being selected on merit, again, from the hard work and commitment, because they're very talented players. So we're thrilled. We have an excellent relationship with GB, and they are recognising that we've got some really quality players coming through. From our talent programme, through 360, our national age grades, the way we're developing talented players, there's no surprise really that more players are now filtering into GB, and who knows, we might have Welsh players playing in Tokyo at the Olympics.
Last year saw Cardiff host the Women's European Championships. For Hockey Wales, how successful and exciting was it to host this event?
It was very successful. It created a real buzz around hockey, the sport of hockey. Countries coming to see how beautiful Wales is. I think we were excellent hosts. We organised a very good tournament. It was great to see so many people coming to watch. Some new people who perhaps hadn't seen hockey before. So we were introducing the wonderful sport that hockey is to perhaps those who are not sure. So it was a great opportunity to profile hockey in Cardiff.
You're saying as well it's to get all ages involved, but you're also moving towards getting people with disabilities involved in the sport.
Yeah.
Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's something we've did a little bit in the past, and we've tried it and tested it, but we're really convinced we've got a project and a programme now to support those with disabilities to be able to play the wonderful sport of hockey. So our aim is to develop a national para-hockey team, which we haven't had before. We had some young ambassadors over in Holland last summer, and they saw it, got inspired, came back with some amazing ideas, as these young people often have. We've listened, and we're now starting to develop an amazing initiative to support those of all abilities.
And finally, so in the future, where do you see Hockey Wales, and what opportunities are there for Hockey Wales?
We've got some amazing people, both working, volunteers, coaches, umpires, and there's that togetherness and desire to grow the game. It's an amazing sport. It's often not been understood, perhaps, but I think the profile, you know, the Rio gold medal from the, you know, the women really changed people's perception. It's getting more coverage, so we're grateful that the press and the media are a profile in it, so more people are aware of how they can play the game. And we want to be successful on and off the pitch, so we're trying to be more commercially aware so we can grow the game through improved facilities, improved equipment, supporting coaches and volunteers. Lots of people want to play, and we want to support those to be able to play the game by having an infrastructure that whatever age, whatever ability, you can play the wonderful sport of hockey.